Mike Hosking Breakfast.
With BNZ, making business happen.
On News Talk ZB.
Welcome to Tuesday morning, 7 past 7. The New Zealand Initiative has had a look at whether we get good value for money from our government, and sadly they've worked out we don't. $1 in every 3 is wasted, which is 13% of our entire GDP, or $20,000 per household per year. Report author Dr. Bryce Wilkinson's with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael.
So wastage, $1 and $3. How do you do the numbers? Actually, literally do the numbers.
This is a study by a Canadian think tank, and what they do is measure how well people in the country are doing using 19 different indicators, many of which are socioeconomic, so crime and pollution, child mortality, income per capita, that sort of thing. So that's the measure of how well countries are doing, and they compare that with what proportion of national income governments are spending. And South Korea comes out on top for the best overall outcomes per dollar of GDP per capita spent. And most countries are well short of that, including New Zealand.
So where do we fit in the pack, roughly?
We're down about the middle of the pack of about 33 countries. We're about 14, so about halfway.
How do the two equate? Because just because you spend X to achieve Y equates only to dollar in, dollar out when there are other factors involved, surely?
Yes, there are, and particularly the quality of government regulation is a factor, for example, left out of that calculation. So what we say in the report is these results are motivational. They don't show that it's achievable for New Zealand to do that or how you would do it. So one should use that in conjunction with other information to look at other countries which seem to be doing better, and we shouldn't be too proud to learn from them.
See, 131 of the examples given, $130,000 is spent on schooling a child, but 15% of the children fail. So you argue the 15% failure is a definition of failure, therefore there's a dollar wastage. But what if the kid has bad parents? What if the kid went to a dodgy school? What if the kid's teacher was away? So many factors involved that it's unfair to put it just on dollars, isn't it?
I think everyone should be as entitled to ask, and certainly we do. It's really important for kids' teachers that they can learn, they have basic reading and writing, or you can't really cope as an adult, to have all those years of schooling and make totally inadequate progress. The question's got to be asked, what more could or should be done, or can't it be done better? Surely it can be done better.
Although then the old argument is that you're asking, who are you asking to do it better? You're asking a government, and governments by their very nature arguably are inept with other people's money, aren't they?
Oh, there's definitely a big weakness there. We see that with the irresponsible promises, spending promises, every general election campaign. But government can do better, and we were quite a big supporter of the social investment approach under the previous government, where the focus really was coming on where are the outcomes bad? Let's find out what works and do social trials and experiments until you find out what really makes a difference.
Bryce, appreciate your time very much. Bryce Wilkinson with us this morning from the text. Mike, when you have the likes of Hipkins and Andrew Little wasting money on lavish, unnecessary conferences, then of course they're wasting our money. The reference there is, of course, to Little's $1.5 billion on the Justice Conference and the revelation yesterday that Hipkins has had two education gab fests, $1.5 million each, $3 million on a